8:10 on Tuesday morning, we check back in with our good friend and parliamentarian on the city council. He is Tim Mayer. Tim, good morning. How are you?
Good morning to you. I'm fine. And you?
Excellent. Did you have a good spring break?
Yeah, nice and quiet.
Very good. And yeah. I live vicariously through you. So how was Aruba or wherever it is that you went?
Didn't go to Aruba.
Ah, darn it.
He made it to Ellettsville, and that was as far as he got.
Well, that's as far as my wallet gets me, so I have to turn around and come back.
I got a little further north than that.
But, oh, you went north to catch some snow, all right? You must have went to Chicago.
Yeah, I went to Indianapolis.
Oh, there you go. The capital city.
Yeah.
To see what was happening and going on. Sure. And here we are back in the saddle. Everybody's back to normal, as we know. Ivy Tech, Indiana University, all the local school corporations back. Everything feels normal again. And yesterday, the city kicked off its first of six meetings. I don't know, is meetings the right word I want to use here? What information sessions? What are we going to call these things?
Well, I don't know. That's a good question. A forum. It's an opportunity for citizens to go and talk with city officials about the proposed annexations. And I was in City Hall yesterday afternoon, and they had set up tables with computers and monitors. And I think there's a lot of opportunity for people to learn more and more about what the mayor has proposed in terms of annexation.
And if you didn't make last night's meeting, no worries. We have meetings Tuesday, tonight, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday evening, Saturday. So you have five more chances. These are not serial or in chronological order. These are just opportunities with the doors open to see maps and ask questions to people that will have answers for you to see if your property is affected. Tonight, 6 to 8 as well, Tim?
That is correct. And then tomorrow is during the day. So I believe it's 11 to 1.
11 to 1. Yeah, Wednesday and Thursday.
That's correct.
And then Friday is the last evening session. So Tuesday, Friday are evenings. Wednesday, Thursday, Saturday, 11 to 1. More of a lunchtime deal. Meters will be turned off during those hours as well.
That is correct. And also Saturday, especially, people can park in the City Hall parking lot as well.
Now, tomorrow night, Tim, you have a regular City Council meeting.
That is correct. And we have before us five pieces of legislation, four of which we discussed before we took the break. So one is involving basically realignment of positions within our city controller's office, our planning department, and our legal department. So basically what happens is when you have a person leave City Hall, they reassess, leave that employment in one of those departments, they reassess that position and see whether they can move it up or down a grade or however they want to do it, make it fit better to what the current situation is. So, because if you have long-term employees, people have worked for many years, they're in a certain salary level, and their expertise is rewarded by that, So when a person like that leaves, then they reassess that position and see if they can, find a better definition for what that new person will be doing. So that's part of that ordinance. And then we have the Housing Trust Fund, which we have been working on for a couple of weeks now, which is basically taking money out of the community foundation that we put aside years ago and putting it into the Mayor's Housing Trust Fund, which will be used for affordable housing initiatives. And then we will get to the sanitation proposal, which includes the purchase of new side-loading trucks, rear-loading trucks, and the rollout carts. And then finally, we will do a resolution sponsored by Councilmember Chopra, which is supporting reasonable and responsible gun regulations and calling for the state legislature to take a better look at that than what they currently are proposing. So, and that pretty much will wrap it up. It is a regular council meeting, so we will have reports from council members. We will hear from the mayor's offices tomorrow night. I believe we're hearing from the city's sustainability commission. And then we will have, the public will have an opportunity to 20 minutes at the beginning of the meeting, a limit of 5 minutes to speak their piece on any issue that is not on our agenda. So that's pretty much the wrap-up of what we're doing.
Sounds like a long meeting, Tim.
I think it is going to be a long meeting. Sanitation, I think, is going to take a while. I don't think the salary ordinance will take much time at all, but I think between sanitation and the resolution on responsible gun regulations, I think will probably take a little while.
What does that entail, Tim? I'm not a gun guy. I don't follow all that stuff.
Well, I think what it's basically calling for is the state legislature a number of years ago basically took control of took away local control, and this resolution calls for them to take another look at that, and then also background checks. It involves background checks as well, so a little more stringent background checks than currently is available to the.
So we're just suggesting to the state lawmakers that we do something about that?
Well, you have to understand that a resolution is non-binding, so it's an expression of will from this council member and then on to the council itself. And once that resolution has been heard and is passed, and I assume it will pass, but it could fail as well. I mean, members could vote against it. But if it does pass, then our city clerk is instructed to distribute that to.
This is a time-sensitive resolution. Is there something going on at the state right now that needs addressing? Because it seems like there's other fish to fry at the moment, as opposed to. This, but I mean, I can't speak for the council person who's.
Yeah, and is it an initiative brought forward by Councilmember Schoper? So it's, you know, something that she feels very strongly about, and it's worthy of discussion. We've had it before, so but again, it's a non-binding resolution. So if it passes, then it is distributed to the state legislators to hear our opinion on the issue. It's basically what it's doing.
Tim, can there be a different regulation in the city and not in the county, or vice versa?
The only thing that we the city can control that I'm aware of, and there may be more, but I don't think so. You cannot discharge a weapon in city limits.
Okay.
So, and as you recall, when we had the discussion on Deer and Griffey Park, the city council actually had a pass regulation saying that they could discharge weapons
right.
for that one specific time.
That's right.
So there can't be one concealed carry in the city and a different one in the county?
No.
Okay.
No, it's all controlled by state legislature. And that's why the resolution would possibly have some impact if it were to get to those people who in the state legislature who are proposing amendments to state law, this may help them think a little bit more about it. I think that's the way to look at it.
So this needs to be done because the legislative session will not go on forever, is basically what you're saying.
That's correct.
Tim Mayer is our guest this morning. The city council parliamentarian checks in with us on Tuesdays to keep us in the loop of what's happening in city government. Keith, go ahead.
Let me take you back to the sanitation thing, Tim. Is that going to be to actually purchase the trucks and the containers? Is that what you'll do tomorrow?
That is correct. The money's been set aside in the 2017 budget. The opportunity is there, and this will be the mechanism that says go forward and purchase trucks and start the process of automating sanitation pickup and delivery.
Now, when last we talked, the trash containers themselves was somewhat in flux because you don't know what you need until people say, I want this many gallons, et cetera, et cetera. So this is trucks only?
No. This is the entire package. And I think the way it rolls out is that...
No pun intended.
People will have the opportunity to say which size container they want for their trash. And I believe they'll also have an opportunity to say which size they want for recycling. The current proposal is that you would get a 35-gallon rollout, a 60, or a 90. So you would have an option there to pick one. Typically, homeowners have, if they have a plastic trash can out in front of their house, it's 35 to 40 gallons. So that's a typical size. So that smallest size rollout will will equate to a typical trash can. And then the recycle, now we currently use the red or blue boxes, plastic boxes. That'll be replaced by a rollout. The proposal is to give every home a 96-inch and that they will pick it up once a week. You know, judging from the way we recycle, I think a smaller size one would probably work for our family a little better than a big one. No need to take up all that space in the garage. So people will have that option, and I think they'll also have the option for there's a grace period that, let's say you say, well, I think I can use a, the smallest rollout for my trash, and I can use the midsize for my recycles, and within a set period of time, you decide that the recycle bin is too small. You can swap it out for a bigger one.
You got to upgrade.
You can upgrade if the time goes by, and you'll have to pay for that service to replace with a smaller or larger container. By your choice.
Now, the million-dollar question is, if annexation goes through and you add 10,000 or 12,000 more people to it, is this covered, or do you have to go back and buy more trucks and revisit that?
Well, the sanitation fleet would have to be increased, and that is all included in the fiscal plans that are laid out for each of the seven areas proposed for annexation.
So you'd know exactly how many more trucks you would need, how much more...
That's correct.
Employee you would need, how much more you would need annually in your budget to cover all of that.
That is correct. That is the purpose of those fiscal plans that are provided for the annexation. So it talks about, you know, sanitation need, public works need in terms of trucks and plows and all of those things. You know, how many more recycled containers do you need? I mean, I can recall we did an annexation a number of years ago down on Tap Road, and we took in some property. And one of the things you see when you propose that annexation is what effects are in place. You know, how many more police officers, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. That was a pretty low impact annexation. It was really taking in ground, but it struck me there was like one recycle box was all this was necessary, because the area we took in only had one resident. So you can get a sense of the scale. You know, if there's 10 houses, you'll have 10 recycle bins.
Tim, speaking about that, in yesterday's paper, there was a little graph that showed how much income would come from a specific one of the annexation areas, and it talked about property taxes and all the other things. What I didn't see anywhere is how much would the added expense of annexation of each of those areas be? Is there something that breaks that down somewhere where people can see that?
Well, I think in those fiscal reports is where you see that, yes.
Okay, so you can do the comparison. This is how much we're going to gain financially. This is how much it's going to cost us for that gain.
That's right.
Okay. Yeah. Now, back to the... recycling and everything. One of the things I'm interested in is there's one bin for all the recycling. Does everything go into that one? The cans, the cardboard, the papers, everything that's recyclable?
That's correct. We're now going to what is referred to as a single stream. So single stream means that you put all everything that you're going to recycle into that one container. So paper, typically in the recycling business, they call it fiber. So mm-hmm. So your paper products all go in there. Everything you recycle now, but separate out by, you know, typically you have two bins now. So you put all your cardboard and paper in one, and then you put everything else, plastic, metals, glass, in the second container. Now everything goes into one container, and we'll be doing weekly pickup for that recycle every.
So you don't have to sort your recycles.
No more.
No more.
Once that goes into place.
And for those of you folks that live in the county like I do, that's never been an issue for us. Mm-hmm. We only get one size bin, and we chuck it all in there. And it's pretty easy and convenient. Tim Mayer's our guest this morning, the city councilman. Joins us every Tuesday morning to get us caught up on city government. Keith, what else is on the list?
That's pretty much it.
You got it all covered? I don't believe that for 1 minute. And as we move forward, Tim, is next Wednesday's meeting the big meeting?
For annexation?
Yeah.
No.
What's the timeline? No. Help us out. A lot of people just got back from spring break.
I don't have that in front of me, but the big meeting will be May 31.
May 31, okay, on all that.
That's correct.
I'm going to pop up the timeline just to help people. I always keep the city's website up. Why? It's very helpful. If you go to bloomington.in.gov/annex, it's all right in front of you. In March 29th, that's Wednesday, introduce annexation ordinance and consider adoption of detailed fiscal plans, it says here. Does that sound correct?
That's correct.
Perfect.
The big meeting is going to be May 31.
That's public hearings on the proposed annexation.
That's right.
And then,
I'm learning, the May 31st meeting I'm learning will be held
at the Hoosier Dome. So we can accommodate everybody.
You're very close. It's going to be held in the gymnasium at South High School.
There you go. Plenty of
and presumably
parking.
There'll be more time for people to speak than the normal 20 minutes.
That meeting, I believe, is strictly the purpose of that meeting is strictly to hear from the public. So the public will have ample opportunity. Yeah.
And we'll keep an eye.
I think they're still working on the format, but I do know that they are talking about South High School gymnasium. So.
Well, I'm going to ask a dumb question, Tim. If it's South Gymnasium, that tells you you're going to have a big crowd. Why are we only having one hearing on this if it's so important? Is it a time-sensitive thing? You don't want to do two nights, three nights? Is that a possibility moving forward?
I think it's controlled by state statute, but I'm not clear on that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because if you get a lot of people in that gym, you
get a couple
of
3,000 people.
Oh,
possibly.
I have a feeling we'll probably be there a while. Mm-hmm. Don't you?
Yes. The venue kind of connects those dots for it.
That's correct.
That's going to be one of those interesting sleeping bag meetings. How many sleeping bags for that one? This is going to be a long one.
I think so.
Come on, everybody, slept on the gym floor.
I think you have to be alert, so we can't allow sleeping bags in that.
That's
meeting.
True. That's right.
Padded seats, feet, and everything else. All right. So again, tomorrow night is Wednesday. 6:30 is showtime.
That is correct.
The reason you have daytime meeting on Wednesday for the annexation information is because you have a council meeting at the nighttime part of it. So that is correct. Probably makes sense.
And again,
as well.
Tomorrow annexation conversations will be going on in City Hall from 11 to 1.
Right. And tonight, Tuesday, 6 to 8. Again, parking is free down there. Get in there, and you can see all the maps. You can touch, talk, feel, ask questions. Everybody's around. Bloomington.in.gov/annex has everything you need to look at if you have questions about what's happening. And then the folks answering questions we saw in the paper today is city attorneys. These are people that
the department heads are there, the fire chief is there, police chief is there. So, they're there to listen and give you information and to questions you may have.
You've got it all covered, and we'll help spread that word at WGCL Radio on Facebook.
Well, thank you for that.
We appreciate it. We appreciate your time. Good to hear from you again, and we'll do this again next Tuesday.
Sounds good.
All right,
thank
Tim,
you.
Thanks.
Good talking to you.
Tim Mayer, City Council Parliamentarian. He's going to help us through this whole process and keep us up to date on what's going on. I'll do a better job of making sure I remind posting these meetings on our Facebook page as well. But this has been something we've been reminding you of. These meetings have been scheduled, Keith, for almost a month. Mm-hmm. And this shouldn't be sneaking up on anybody. Please pass it along. 6 to 8 tonight, City Hall, is the public information meeting number 2. Wednesday, Thursday, 11 a.m., Friday, 6 p.m., Saturday, 11 a.m. 2 hours each time. Those maps and property roles and department heads, as Tim has mentioned, are out there and ready to go. For those of you in Area 1, there is a petition opposing annexation there. The petition will be made available at the Van Buren Township Fire Department. That's 2130 South Kirby Road. That's out by the airport, right?
Yes.
Okay. Make sure I know where
I'm at. As you're heading out there toward the parking area on the side of the airport, you'll see the fire department.
While petitions serve, this is Ernest Rollins in today's HT, while petitions serve as a way to show residents opposition to the proposal, it is not the formal process to oppose annexation. The formal process, known as a remonstrance process, cannot officially begin until the city council approves annexing one, all, or some of the combinations of the seven areas proposed. What it can do is be an indicator to the city council, who does not represent any of the people in this area, saying, hey, look, you ain't from around here, but here's what we think about it. So if you want to get involved with that, I don't want to confuse you on times here, but I have to. The petition times and dates, today 10 to noon, Wednesday noon to 2, Thursday 2 to 4, and Friday 9 to noon. We'll remind you about this as the week continues. And again, that's at 2130 South Kirby Road at the Van Buren Township Fire Department.
Right.